Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we've got an interesting, I just did an article on her about a week ago, but I like this writer because she is 35 and she's playing the game. She's being single, she's out there, she's having fun with it, and she's being honest about it. And you know, the only problem I've ever had with relationships is that if someone wants to stay casual, stay casual, as long as you're telling the people you're dating that you want to be casual. And that goes for both guys and girls. Where we run into the problems is when people lie, and they lie about wanting to be long-term. They lie, they say things that they shouldn't just to get a little action, and then all of a sudden they change their minds. But before we get started, I quickly want to make a note. A lot of you have joined here and weren't with me when the last time I mentioned this on a video. Comments are getting a little spicy. And, you know, I know you guys are passionate about the topics that I do, and you're passionate about men in the manosphere, and I actually really like that. I appreciate that. But let's make sure that we're attacking the ideas that we're covering and not the people making the statements. You know, we've got a very diverse community here, believe it or not. Many people are married. We've got women. We've got different countries and races, and there's lots of a melting pot of people here to discuss these topics. So let's make sure as we're talking about this stuff to please keep it on attacking the ideas that people are bringing forward. Let's keep it away from attacking people because they're people. Okay, so I thought I would mention that. I'm going to mention it on one more video to try to cover the most of you, to make sure I cover the most of you as possible, and then we'll go from there. So we'll get recording here.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Jana Hocking reveals why men over 45 make better boyfriends. Now, you might be saying, but Joker, the thumbnail said why guys 30 to 45 have all the advantages of dating. Why, you are correct. And we're going to talk about that. But Jana Hocking, like I said, is kind of a serial dater. And again, that's perfectly fine. She's been very clear about wanting to do that. And so that means she's had a lot of experience with different men and wants to talk about it.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
I had to download a couple of new ones for you guys. By the age of 35 and after plenty of years of practice.
Is that what she said?
She's a rascal.
I thought I'd managed to master the basics of dating. Avoid blokes with criminal records, embrace the guys who message straight after the first date, and don't try to fix someone, tackle problems head on, and don't drink a bottle of wine before a date. So imagine my shock when I recently stumbled upon a new discovery. Turns out there's a whopping great black hole smack bang in the middle of the dating scene. And again, I think she knows. Now, at 35, she's not quite apparently to the age where she's ready to settle down. We've talked about this before, and it's definitely to her disadvantage because, you know, that does take time to formulate a good, healthy relationship. Takes time. And eventually, depending on if you want a family or not, that window gets very small after the mid-30s. She says, yes, there's an age bracket that shouldn't be ventured into by any woman who wants to make future plans with a man. You should be downloading a dating app and setting your age preferences. It would be best advised that you steer clear of anyone within the 30 to 40-year-old age bracket. Now, what I found interesting about this, and we're going to go over the reasons why she says to avoid guys in this dating bracket. But what that tells me is that there is a lack of men in this bracket. If it's not good for a woman, if she's saying, well, there's not a lot to choose from out there between 30 and 40, then that's telling you a couple things. Number one, the 30 to 40-year-old men are choosing younger women. And we've mentioned this many times. In your 30s and 40s, it is still relatively easy to date somebody that is younger. The other thing it tells you is that since there aren't a lot of men in that age bracket, that if you're in that age bracket and you're still single and you still want to date casually or even long-term, I guess, although that probably wouldn't be in your best interest, there's lots of room out there, and she'll explain why. She says, what? Have you gone mad, Jana Hocking? That's a whopping 10 years. Sadly, I have not. You see, it seems statistically speaking, that men within this age bracket are settling down and having babies, therefore off the market. Never fear. Before this age, men are turning their available green light on for a romance, and after that age, quite a few of them seem to be divorced. What? That's shocking. I can't believe that many men in the 40s are divorced. Or can I? Of course, because the 7 to 8 years seems to be about the average. So if a guy's getting married around 30, 31, 32, he gets divorced around 40. And again, we can look at all the statistics in the world, but I always think it's fun to actually look at somebody that's in the dating market themselves telling you their firsthand experiences. And what better way to do that than a woman that likes to date a lot? She says, that's why you want to focus on dating someone just before the age of 30 years old, you cheeky cougar you, or take aim at that handsome elder gent who's now looking for some love after a disaster of a divorce. But again, remember, she's casually dating. So the guys that are burned after divorce and they say, well, I still want to kind of get a little bit of action. I still want to have some fun, but I don't want to get settled down. That is ripe for a woman like her. She says, hey, he's mature. He's handsome. He's now looking for some love. I am in. But what does that mean for the guy that's 40, 42, 43, 45? That means there's 35-year-olds and under that are looking for this demographic. Why? Because there's not many 30 to 40-year-old guys that are in the market for a 30-something woman. Which means if you are in, if you are wanting to date in that age range, in the 30s to 40, you have her to select from. From 40 to 45 or 48 or, you know, 50 or whatever, you also have her to choose from. And she's telling you this. She's telling you this. She said, Lord, I never cared about numbers, facts, and figures, but who knew they would come in so handy? Don't believe me. Go for a merry swipe of Tinder or any of the numerous dating apps that are now seem to be floating around the market. You will find a gazillion blokes in their 20s and quite a few older mating partners, but the blokes in their 30s, crickets. Now, many of you guys also know that I've told you, especially you guys in the 20s. So she's talking 20s or 40s. Well, the guys in the 20s, these are the handsome, these are the desirable, these are the good-looking bad boys that all the girls are after. That's going to be tough for you. That's going to be tough for anybody unless you're one of these guys. But if you continue on through your 20s and even into your 30s, and then when you get to 40 and you say, you know something, I have my financial empire, or as much as one as you can develop, and I'm more socially comfortable in my own skin, I'm more confident in myself, I've been taking care of myself health-wise, I look pretty well, but now I want to get into the dating market. Well, like we've talked about before, a 40s man, a 40-year-old or 45-year-old man can date a 45-year-old woman, 35-year-old woman, 25-year-old woman. That's three decades that you can choose from. As a 20-year-old guy, yeah, you can hook yourself up with an older gal like this if you want, older than you than this. But you don't have those shots at the 20-somethings because a lot of them like older guys that are established and have the finances to treat them well. Now you may say, I'm not paying some girl's way. Hey, that's fine. But if there's a point in time where you say, you know, I'm successful, I'm doing well, I don't mind spending a little bit more on a date or going on something special to have a little bit of one-on-one action with a woman, that option is open to you. She says, anyway, what I'm basically trying to say is there's a significant lack of men aged between 30 to 40 on the dating apps. That's because, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the median age for marriage was 32.4 years for men. I think it's very close to the same here in the United States. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, according to the ABS, the median age for divorce was 45.9 years of age for males. So just to be on the safe side, why not set your dating preferences for guys over 45 years old? So now, I'm not saying that you have to look at her and think that she's a supermodel or anything like that. But if you're a 45 or a 50-year-old guy that may not be peak performance type, but you have your stuff together and you have a little bit of ability to talk to women and have some game, then you will have those 30-somethings to ask out. You will have those 20-somethings to ask out. And if you take care of yourself, you know, I've even gotten I've mentioned this before, but I get emails from guys saying, "Wait, how old are you again? I'm going to be 48 in a couple of months." And the way that you, as long as you take care of yourself and lead a relatively stress-free life, you have a 75% of your the food that you eat is good, healthy food, and you wear a little bit of sunblock and sunglasses so you're not squinting in the sun all the time, you can make your way as a guy into your 40s with pretty good skin, with a pretty good body, and at least be a leg up over many other men that have the dad bods that are now divorced and they're eating their way into sadness. You know, you're coming out of this shining. You are now amongst the 45-year-old, 35 to say 50-year-old men. You're ahead of the game. You know, because you haven't gone down that rabbit hole. You don't have a lot of baggage. You're not an unhappy person. You look good. You've been going to the gym. You haven't been sitting on the couch with the kids and the wife, because you're always in the single market. You're always keeping that option open. When you're married, we talk a lot about women gaining weight and not looking so good. Well, guess what? Guys do too. There was a picture of Russell Crowe I saw from like the last, I think, 6 months ago. Dude is big. Like, he's almost Chris Farley big. He's become huge. It's because he's not doing any roles and he has no reason to continue to look good. You look at him, Gladiator, versus some of the photos I've seen, and I don't have one here. I'm sure one of you will link one. He looks like a potato. So it happens for both, but if you're always single and you're always keeping after yourself, when you're in your 40s and the women 25 to 40 want to find a guy to date, you are the best in the market, because the really good-looking guys that settle down with a wife and all that, very rarely do they keep up with a gym, unless it's their career or their hobby. Not always, and I again, but maybe we're saying 80% of men or 70% of men don't keep up with a gym. But if you're rocking at 40 years old, if you're rocking, you know, muscles and you're in good shape and you look good and you haven't had all the stress of a family and a wife browbeating you for the last, I don't know, decade or whatever, you've now got the leg up and you have good solid finances. She continued, and the 30 to 45 range that I put on here, your advantage is that there are a lot of guys in the market because they're freshly married. They're freshly married or they're getting ready to have that family, but they're also not divorced yet, which means they're locked up. So if you're in that range and you decide to date, there are more women available for you, like this woman that is saying, I don't want to settle down. I never will settle down. There you go. As someone who's been doing that recently, I can highly recommend it. They're great at old school dating. This is for the older guys. You know, like picking up the phone for a chat, only dating one person at a time, and they tend to be terrible at playing games. Again, because they have their stuff together and they don't want to waste their time. I know I don't waste my time anymore. Sure, they may come with some baggage like the bitter remnants of a divorce and a few kids, but it also means they've proven they aren't scared to commit, at least for a decent amount of time. And who doesn't enjoy having the benefits of a ready-made family? Scouring the toy aisle at Christmas time, heck yeah. But this is coming from a woman that says she doesn't want kids, and so maybe she's talking to her audience here. Also, for some unfair reason, men tend to get better looking the older they get. Think George Clooney. Well, not all of us get to look like George Clooney, but I can tell you now that when I'm in shape, and I mean like good shape, where I don't have the love handles, and I mean when I'm in good shape now, I get more attention at 47 than I did when I was 25 or 30. Easily. And I, why that is, I don't know. I don't know if it's the way I carry myself, but I know what many of you guys, I've read your comments here, many of you guys that are 40, 45, 50, 55. I think one of you guys was 65 and is dating like three or four women at once, because I got an email I'm going to read about that at some point. You guys are proof. You are like me saying, hey man, it does get better as you get older. So you guys right now that say this is still something I want, but I don't have it right now and I'm stressing out, relax, just relax. You may find that you want to be single the rest of your life. That's cool. Great. You may find that you want to just casually date and you don't have extremely high standards, but you'd like someone that's fun and casual and not a lot of baggage and no kids. And if you're, 40, 45, 50 or whatever, she may date you. And I mean, not her exactly, but, someone like her. And so there are options available for you. So if you decide to stay alone, great. If you decide to do something casual or getting into the waters a little bit in your 30s or 40s, it's out there. And even she's saying it's a wide open market. There's not many men to choose from, which means if you are that guy, odds of you getting chosen are good. And then when you get into the 40s and on up, if you haven't been married and you don't have the kids, guess what? You don't have to worry about, I got to get a babysitter. I got to get, I have baggage that comes. No, life is carefree and easy and simple for you. And that makes you a much better dating prospect versus all the other guys that are coming out of divorce, overweight kids, financially strapped because of divorce laws. All the advantages are to you. So I wanted to put this together for you guys to let you know that I get a lot of emails from guys that are still, even some of you in your 30s, that are saying, man, it's really important that I date. Well, if something is really important, like really important that you date, your priorities are wrong. It should be, it's really important for me to become a good person, to be smart, to be able to navigate through the social ills that we seem to suffer as guys. It's important that I get my financial portfolio as strong as possible, so maybe I can retire early. And I've said, and this is the other thing that I've said many times, is that when I went overseas and I was in Southeast Asia, when I was in Poland, when I was in the Ukraine, when I was in like Budapest, Hungary, a lot of these countries, that if you're even average looking, but you take care of yourself and you're financially comfortable enough to travel without having to work, you can be in your early 50s and still get attraction from women in their late 20s and 30s. I know this for a fact. I've done it. And again, I'm rocking all of 5'7" on a good day. But when I stand in a mall in Thailand, I'm looking eye to eye with most of the men, and I'm looking over some of the men's heads, and I'm looking over the heads of most of the women. At 5'7", I'm actually on the taller side. So all of a sudden, the height issue you have, gone. This, for some reason, the Thai ladies absolutely love this. This, same thing, red hair is not common, beards aren't common. All of a sudden, what we take for granted is like, oh, men don't have beards there. Oh, men don't really go bald there. Oh, men don't have white skin there. Oh, men aren't tall like you are. The first time I heard a woman tell me, oh, you're so tall, I was like, okay. But there are options. But to make all these options later on in your life happen, focus on your finances. Focus on your mental well-being. Pick up those books about learning how other people operate. Because if you don't, and you worry about dating, and you worry about fooling around, you worry about all your fun in your 20s like a lot of guys do, and you're not chasing your best life, the back half of your life, when things should be easy and relaxed and stress-free, you're going to be stressing because you're going to be 40 or 50 wanting to retire, wanting to travel or date or have a bigger house or have an adventure. And you're going to look at your bank account and say, I got to keep plugging away until retirement. And even then, maybe I have to rely on some of the government plans to take care of me. That's not where you want to be. You want to pack everything up front. Because then your money that you invest and you put together in your 20s and even 30s, even early 40s, will work for you over the next 20 to 40 years. And then when it's time to retire, it's easy street. And I don't know about you, but I would rather work hard in my 20s, 30s, 40s, and maybe a little bit into my 50s, and then have 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s on easy street, versus having 20s and 30s just fun goofing off and then really having to put my nose to the grindstone for 50, 60, 70, 80, and so forth. That's my take on it, but I'm living this life, and I can tell you now, I worked really hard in the beginning, and I think it worked out well for me. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always, and if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my other page over at betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got a forum over there. There you can get a little more wild with your posts. You can read for free, and of course, you can support me and join in the fun for $3 a month, first month free. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and remember, 30s and 40s, 30s and 45s, like she's telling you, is there's a huge hole in the dating market. And 30 to 45 is a big portion of your life. So if you can get things together and you can, and you still want to go out there and date, don't be afraid, especially if you're in your 20s. It's out there. You just got to be patient and wait for it.